And Ruddington was a small, isolated rural village. Its population was 1,200 people. And it was benefiting at the time from the start of the Industrial Revolution. So there was a growth in framework knitting. And that was the main thing that that brought people together in the village of Ruddington. We don't know a tremendous amount about the early Ruddington Baptists, but we do know what they believed, because actually they set that down as to what were these sort of founding beliefs of Ruddington Baptist Church. And I'll tell you what they were. It was the deity of Jesus, the sufficiency of his atonement for the sins of all mankind. They wrote in a slightly formal way in those days. And salvation by faith in Jesus, free for all. And that's actually, that's wonderful, because those are three things which we would absolutely ascribe to now. The deity of Jesus, the sufficiency of his atonement for the sins of all mankind, and salvation by faith through Jesus, free for all. We know that what happened is they rented their first house in 1825, and they eventually bought the land it was on in 1841 for £50. And that's the land that the old chapel is on now. We say old chapel, but actually the old chapel was built in 1853. And at the time, Ruddington Baptist Church had 91 adults and 51 in the junior church. So if you can imagine 140 people together in that small chapel together, that's what was happening. Incidentally, at the time, Ruddington had quite a lot of churches. So obviously there was St. Peter's, there was the Baptist Church, there was the Methodist Church, but there was also a Wesleyan chapel, and I think maybe some other churches as well. And within the churches in the village, because there was a census at the time, on a particular census day, it showed that 1,010 people went to church that morning from the village, and 919 went to church in the evening that particular Sunday. Essentially, most of the village was going to church in those days. It was a Christian village compared to our post-Christian world that we're living through at the moment. So we do know something of the people of Ruddington Baptist Church. They were predominantly framework knitters or lace makers, or they were farm labourers. Their housing tended to be around the area of Eastthorpe Street. So a number of them lived all in that area. And there were certain families that cropped up throughout the generations as the church went on. So you might recognise at least one of these names. There were the Plowrights, there were the Savages, and when I first came here, one of the Savages was still coming to this church, and Savages Row is named after the Savage family. There were the Marshalls, the Linekers, and the Reynolds. And they were the families which we're told a lot about. They were on the sort of the equivalent of the leadership team. They were the church secretaries. They were the church treasurers. But they saw themselves as a self-governing group of Christians, and they saw themselves as responsible directly to God, but with the pastoral supervision of a Nottingham church. It was Stony Street. It turned to Mansfield Road Baptist later on. And then ultimately through the EMBA. But it was a church where it was self-governing, didn't have a full-time minister, and just had some pastoral supervision. That changed in 1958 when this church had its first ever full-time minister. And in fact, in this last 200 years, this church has only had 5 full-time ministers. So Sam, you were number 5. So why is this important? Because we can look back 2 centuries and we can see that God has been at work in our Ruddington Baptist family through our forefathers, and is the same God we can have confidence in now. As I said at the start of the service, the Bible is full of passages that remind us to remember back to what God did in the past, how he promised stuff and then delivered on his promises. that he is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, and of all of the rest of the Old Testament characters. Well, I want to say to you today that God is the God of the Plowrights. He's the God of the Savages. He's the God of the Marshalls. He's the God of the Linekers, the Reynolds, the Savills, the Lazenbys, the Corsbrooks, the Sandersons, the Eves, the O'Neills, the Gambles, the Mortons. He is the God of all of us, and he's brought us together. We're a kind of bizarre group of actually quite ordinary, rather flawed people, but he has chosen to deliver his plans and his salvation to our village in this generation through you, through us all. And he's been faithful in the past generations, and it's really exciting and amazing to think of what he's going to do next. And really, I want us as a church to have that sense of anticipation. Today it's a sad day because we won't have Sam working with us in the future, but it's a joyful day. Sam's going absolutely with our blessing. He's going to exactly the right place, and he's listened to God, and he's going to where that place is. We're also going to be continuing to listen to God, and we're going to go to that place which God is calling us to as a church.